America Weekend. Roland.
Yes, Carl.
You have chided me.
Yes, you have. But I don't, and I do that purposely.
I know. About watching reality television.
Oh.
And I'm going to counter with the following thought. I have been watching of late a number of programs, and I watch reality television for the interaction of the human spirit. And I watch these people. It could be Mike Holmes, Home Free, which is an interesting show, by the way. The Property Brothers, another interesting show. I mentioned I Am Jazz, about Jazz Jennings, the transgender. What I'm watching these shows about is the human interaction, how these people interact with each other, because you are, that's why they call it reality television. There is no script here. They're kind of winging it, if you will. But you find, I found some very interesting things. I must admit, things I did not know. You know, I'm always looking to learn something.
And what are those
now,
things?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for the visual picture here, Roland is looking at me with this incredulous look, like, oh, God, where are we going now with this? People today are much more in tuned to the needs of others than I thought. Much more in tuned.
People can you get that from a reality show?
I get that from reality television. It's amazing.
Carl,
yes,
what is wrong with you?
I don't know. I also get the fact that people are not as materialistic as I thought. Not as materialistic. They are to a great extent, because everybody wants the house and all that kind of good stuff, but they're not as materialistic as I thought. Okay? They think about the practical things more than I would thought that they do.
What are you watching? Leave It to Beaver?
No. This is the Property Brothers and all, the whole slew of them. But the point is,
the Brady Bunch or something?
The Brady Bunch, good program. Marsha. Anyway, let's not get into that thing, the Marsha thing. But the point is that as I learned the interaction of people and I watch how they interact with each other, after a while, and I've been involved in these kinds of productions where you actually forget the cameras around. You really do. You don't see it anymore. It's there so often, it just kind of goes away, and it becomes part of the surroundings. And these people are interacting with each other in a much more delicate and more interesting way than I would have imagined, and I enjoy it. America's Got Talent. The show itself is about talent on the stage.
But that's not a reality show.
In some sense, it is, because they take the camera backstage. And what they've been doing is watching these young people interact with each other. They're in competition, because they're only going to pick a certain amount to go on to the final thing. But how they respond and react to each other. The camera's at a great distance from them, but they got the set earphones all over the place, so they can hear them. And they're interacting very nicely with each other in a competitive way, but in a meaningful way. They're rooting, not all of them, but some of them are rooting for their competitors. And that's nice to see. The action is happening.
Well, I would agree. That's a very wonderful, positive, if that's in fact the case.
But I
still wouldn't call America's Got Talent a reality show.
Well, in many ways, I believe it is. I look at it that way, because there's no script. They're winging it as they go along. There is no script in a talent show.
No, but
people come on a stage and they perform.
But there's no script in Smith Sabatino.
Remember, your friend Howard Stern is on that show now. I'm surprised at Howard. He's been surprising me. I must admit.
He's mellowed.
He really has. Yeah. He's an intelligent son of a gun.
Yes, he is. He always was.
Always was. He's a smart man, okay? And he seems to have mellowed to the point where I think he gets it now.
Well, I think he already always did get it, but he just decided that shock jocking was the best way to get ratings.
You know, in many ways, you're correct. You go all correct. But I enjoy it. I wanted to bring it to your attention once again so you can chide me for it. Reality television isn't all that bad.
First of all, I don't watch reality television. And I don't like it. It doesn't work for me. I like stuff with substance.
Yes.
Some things that have an intellect to it. Not that I'm overly so.
No, I mean, granted, there is no intellect.
I love slapstick as much as anybody.
There is no intellect.
But reality is not slapstick.
No, it's not. Yeah. Well, I wanted to bring it to your attention once again.
For what reason?
Just to either annoy you, because we have 6 minutes to fill.
No.
I find it to be of interest, and I'm surprising myself that I would even enjoy it, but I find it to be extraordinarily interesting.
In my family, I have one of my sons is in the reality television business.
That's correct.
As a producer and other things. So, I understand the need for it. I just don't like it.
Let's get your son on the broadcast.
You know what? I will ask him.
Why don't we do that?
I will ask him.
Let's do that. I think that
I bet he won't come.
I bet he won't.
Well, we'll see. Because I would bring up things that happened years ago.
He didn't want to hear that. Tell him, call, says please.
But so would he, too.
All right. Well, I wanted to cover that topic. I've been meaning to do it for a while. I've done it. We have 10. Kevin is going crazy in the control room.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Look at that.
He's a very quiet gentleman.
His hands are in the air.
No.
Carl Sabatino, Roland Smith, Smith Sabatino, America Weekend. We're back.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the secret to career success today? Think like a surfer, dude.
Just like a surfer looks for a big wave to ride, you can ride a trend to big success in your career and life.
Be sure to differentiate between trends and fads. Fads come and go. Don't worry about them.
Trends are long-term. You want to get on board with them. What will affect your future income? Something will, for good or for bad.
Is it a short-term phenomenon, or is it likely to continue?
Position yourself to profit from the trend by asking, what opportunities will be created? What skills will be important? Match up a trend with your skills.
Then pick your wave and ride it to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to double your reading speed? It's so simple and easy to do. Here's the science of it. There's an established relationship between your brain and your hands.
Keep your filthy hands to yourself.
So if you want to double your reading speed, take your index finger and use it as a pacer. Start at the first word on a line of text, and in a never-stopping, sweeping behavior, trace your finger under the line you're reading until you get to the last word. Then start over at the next line.
It's just as easy as everyone thinks it is.
Your eyes will follow and reading speed increases as your finger sweeps under the words. This is the main premise behind many of the very expensive rapid reading courses. What's the cheap psychological trick? Instead of point and click, finger sweep the line. You'll focus more and you'll read faster. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.